I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep Tea.
And I'm Natalie. And happy Wednesday, guys.
Happy hump day.
Ooh, okay.
Don't you think I should be a singer? Can I tell you, when I first bought these mics, I actually recorded myself singing all the time. And I was like, giving it my all. And I listened, I was like, oh my God.
You're like, I'm Mariah Carey?
No, I thought that in my head because I love music so much. And then I listened to myself and I was like, oh, I have no musical talent whatsoever.
Okay, wait, actually. So you know how people sing in the shower and you sound really good in the shower?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the echo?
Something about
it. I remember when I was younger, I was like, wait, I sound really good. So I recorded myself singing. Like, I tried really hard. I was like, yeah, like that type of.
Yeah.
And then I watched it. And I was like, oh,
Nope. I wish I had any type of talent in that way, but nope.
Yeah. I mean, and now look at us now.
Yeah.
We went on one season of a reality TV show.
At least we had good voices, but you know, yeah. This is also, what do you think about my new sweatshirt?
I really don't think anything of it. You're wearing a Cubs sweatshirt.
Yeah, but it's tis the season. It's opening week for the Cubs. And for our international listeners, Cubs is a baseball team here in Chicago. And I went to a game this week. And it's my favorite time of the year because
it is?
Yeah, because I see men in backwards hats. That is my kryptonite. My kryptonite is
here we go with the backwards hat.
Baseball uniforms are just that's my favorite. It's my favorite season.
What?
Are you not into baseball?
No. I mean, I'm actually not into sports in general, which is crazy because I was a sporty girl growing up. Like, I played volleyball, basketball.
Okay,
which is crazy
spice.
To say. And soccer. I was
a tennis
girl. You were.
Ooh,
yeah. However, girly. I don't love watching sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I just don't love people. I don't love watching anyone do anything mostly. However,
what?
I'm not a big sports girl is what I'm trying to say. Like, I just me watching people play sports, it's just not my thing.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
However, the backwards hat piece.
You love
look,
it.
No.
What?
I have said this before on Out of the Pods. I do not trust men who wear backwards hats.
I'm good.
I'm
with
sorry.
It.
I'm just going to say it. I don't trust men who wear hats in general.
Why? Because they're hat. The chances of men hat fishing you are definitely there. But then again, that's just women too with makeup, technically.
No, exactly. I mean, I just feel like, what do you look like without that hat?
That's what I mean, though. Hats are guys' makeup.
Wow.
Profound of me, right?
It's so crazy because I feel like every man looks good in a hat.
Yes.
But not every woman looks good in a hat because I do not look good.
Oh, my God.
Hats.
Can I tell you? You know me. If I don't want to do my hair, especially for this podcast, I'll just be like, oh, my God, it's such like a hassle. So I'll wear a hat like to our episodes. But my mom watches and she literally gets so mad at me.
Why?
She's like, take that hat off. Like, she's like, I gave you such a good face and a good head of hair. Why do you have to ruin it with a hat? I was like, damn, come for me, mother. That's why I don't have a hat on right now. Otherwise, I'd have my hat, my Cubs hat on. Wait, can I tell you something that I've been thinking about lately?
What?
This lives rent-free in my head, but remember when we were out last week?
Yes.
I was thinking to myself, you know how I was talking to that super tall dude? He was like 6'4" or something like that.
Oh, no, no, no. He was 6'8". I thought... 6'8"? I was like, you must be the tallest man in Chicago. Like, I am sure of it.
Dude, that was wild. And honestly, he just like stuck out like a sore thumb. And I don't know why, but I'm such a people pleaser that I saw him and he was just like chilling by himself for a second. And I was like, I should probably go say hi to him because he was like part of our group.
Yeah, like the group of people we were hanging out with.
And I was like, okay, this is a new guy. I haven't talked to him. I went over to talk to him just like for funsies. And I realized like I was like, I can't reach your head, dude. Like, he was so tall. He had to literally bend down in a 90-degree angle talking to me.
No, 100%. I was like, are they like trying to date right now? Because no. I hope not, because Deep D is going to need a chiropractor for her neck for the rest of her life, and he's going to need one for his back. The way this man had to bend.
He was bending over.
Like, I was like, this isn't like physically possible. No. How much he had to bend to talk to 5'2" Deep D.
Not, yeah, exactly. And I looked at him and I was like, he's probably thinking in his head, he's like, I could never date her. Like, I literally have to touch my toes.
No, tall people, they live in a whole, that there's that world up there is like, I will never understand.
No.
And like, imagine the angles that they see that we just don't.
No, I know. It's a different weather up there. But honestly, I was thinking to myself after talking to that man, I was like, I think I'm being a little selfish by like dating somebody that tall. I'm like, I think I need to just myself.
It was one conversation. Don't get ahead of yourself.
I just think in general, like, you know, when you go on Hinge or like you actually, there's no way you can select a height on Hinge.
No, you can't. You can, but you have to pay like, I think like $5.99, and I will never pay. For someone who is on dating apps right now, I will never pay for the extra features.
That's actually really genius of Hinge to do that, because honestly, the height thing is a thing for women and men. I feel like that's funny that Hinge did that. That's a good business.
No,
move.
Every dating app has like the ability, if you pay extra, you could filter by, yeah, like set what height, like wow. Set a height preference. But
interesting.
You will never catch me buying anything, spending any money on an app, minus maybe Facetune. But 100%. Beyond that, like, it's so crazy because I have no problem spending like $25 at McDonald's. But if you ask me for 99 cents,
I was just
to buy
about
an
to
app,
say that. Nope. No, literally, I was just about to say that. I will spend like $50-$60. I will buy wine, whatever else. But when it comes to anything small, like even a delivery fee, like if I'm shopping, I'll put in like $300 worth of clothing items, all these accessories, and then I'll go and it's like shipping $2.99. I'm like, absolutely not.
I was like, I'm not free shipping. I know. And I was like, cancel, I can't order. Afford that $2.99. I was like, nope. I'm literally the same way. It's so crazy really thinking about it because, you know, like coffee, what costs $5 in Chicago?
I pay $5.99 for a latte.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't pay 99 cents for this app that I probably will need and will make my life a little bit easier and better.
Yeah. And it's also like 99 cents per year.
I know.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Apps should be free. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, look. I do not have height preferences, but I do feel like 6'8" or whatever height that man was. He was so tall, I couldn't even guess his height.
Oh, it's crazy.
You know, like you're just like, I don't know. It could be 6'8", 8'1". I was like, I really don't know at this point. But yes, like for you, I was like, you need to be capped.
No,
like
I
you need
be
like 6'2" is your cap.
I hate to say that, but I should be capped because, you know, just I'm looking out for my tall girlies. Let me save the tall, tall, tall men.
Yeah.
No, that I'm okay with any height, truly, as long as they're just a little bit taller than me. Well, like, you know, my dad is shorter than my mom and they make it work. Love is love, you know? What, it's true. They are.
You know what I realized? We've never had the storyline on Love is Blind where the man is shorter than the woman, because I feel like there is some sort of, I feel like there is that, like there is a subset of women who really care about height, like the height of their men.
There's a lot of women out there who care about them. That's why Hinge used the height as a metric to make more money. Like, absolutely. They care.
They're like, this is important. I know there's going to be a few people who pay $5.99 for this. Well, there actually was a storyline on season one, but it never aired. Mm. It was a couple that got engaged. I think it was Lexi and someone else. And
I don't even remember Alexi in season one. That's crazy.
I'm telling you, I remember random facts.
No, you really do. I don't know what goes on in your head and what, how you retain these random ass things.
But anyways, there was a couple on season one. Mm-hmm. I know the woman was Lexi and I forget the man's name, but they got engaged, but they weren't chosen to be followed on the show. Like right. they were sent home mm-hmm. after their reveal. But I think that their storyline was the whole like he's shorter than her type of thing.
Wow.
And I feel like they always want that storyline for it to be like an issue, because I know that there have been instances across the seasons where they'll cast someone on the shorter side and then like they pair them with someone who's taller.
That's but, they're doing them dirty.
But I think the issue is the fact that no one is outwardly in front of the camera is going to be like, oh, he's too short for me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you never know. You find the right type of person and they just may.
That's actually true.
That is called reality TV gold. If you find somebody who is just very much out there and they're like, yep. I do not like that height.
That's true. Speaking about Love is Blind, did you see that Giannina from season one had her baby boy?
That is such a beautiful baby boy. I think they named him Heath, right?
Yeah, Heath. Orion.
Heath Orion Horseman.
Yeah, so Giannina is with Blake Hortzman, who is from the Bachelor franchise. Beautiful freaking baby. Like, that baby will, I don't know. I feel like he will walk amongst the gods.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he's beautiful. Also, like, I really thought that Bliss would pop before G would. But
yeah, because I heard Bliss didn't go to the reunion because she couldn't travel due to her pregnancy. Yeah. And so I just assumed that she was further along than G and Nina. But don't you love that all these Love is Blind babies that are being born this year, like mm-hmm. they might all be friends. Maybe they'll even like date each other. Maybe maybe there'll be like a Love is Blind season 30 and they bring these babies into it.
Why did that make me cringe internally? Because I don't know if I want
like Giannina's son, like, you know, Alexa, I don't know the gender of her baby, but then Bliss's son. She's having a boy right now.
No, she's having a girl.
Oh, see, could you imagine?
I really wish I could have a baby. Just like hearing about all these couples having babies in the Love is Blind franchise. I'm just like, man, I have baby fever so hard.
Dee Dee wants a baby so her son or daughter can join Love is Blind season 30 with Bliss's baby, Giannina's baby, and Alexa's baby.
Yeah, literally. No, honestly, I don't really care about finding the partner. I want the baby.
I will help you raise this baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Yeah. We live in the same building. Maybe we get your baby its own apartment that we like take turns visiting.
We'll make it into a studio / baby room. I was going to say nursery.
But I'm in the same boat. Yes. I am getting to that point where I'm like, I would love to have a little mini Natalie.
Oh my God, a mini Natalie.
But then I think about what a terrorizing kid I was when I was younger and how I probably, I was like a really bad kid.
Oh, me too.
It was kind of crazy when people were like, oh, she was definitely like that quiet, nerdy girl in high school. And I was like, huh? No, I wasn't. And you're just saying that because I'm an Asian woman.
It's definitely the Asian stereotype 100%. That people feed into, because they thought the same thing about me. And like growing up, I did get good grades, but they're like, oh my God, you probably scored so high on your ACT, which I didn't do bad. But, and they're just like, oh, you're a straight A student. I'm like, you should have seen me in college because I was crazy. I literally failed a class in college. Oh, my mom got so mad at me. But speaking of like the kid situation, though, like my mom always tells me, she's like, I hope you have a kid just like you. And I thought to myself, I'm like, please no. Because no. I was such a bad kid.
No, I was like, bad.
I really just want to give birth to a nerd who's like very optimistic about life, who like has the
that's the jackpot
to, yeah, like who has the drive to succeed, and I don't have to push them to do it.
Staying on the whole Love is Blind track, Love is Blind UK is coming in August 2024.
Did you see the little teaser?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
If you go to the Love is Blind Netflix Instagram page, they announced that it's coming, and we're really excited. We heard it's a little bit messy this season, and we definitely will be recapping. That's all we got to say.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to recap it. And I just, I think I've mentioned this before, but I love a British accent, so I will be hooked right away.
British reality TV is so much better than US reality
so
TV.
Much better.
Personalities are better, the accents are better, it's crazier, it's produced better. I cannot wait.
I think it's they're just more willing to be authentic on there. And I have you ever seen like back in the day on TikTok, I watched these interviews with like, I think it was Too Hot to Handle.
No, I think it's Love Island.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. You're right. Love Island. And I remember the host straight up asking like, did you do this for clout? Or like, did you do this to get famous? And they were like so candid about it.
They're like, yes.
And there wasn't like a negative connotation to it at all. There wasn't like, it wasn't negative. It was all just like positive. This is exactly why you do reality TV.
Yeah, no, 100%. There's something about like Love is Blind, the US version and the other international versions where people are like, oh, like, you know, it's this pure show about marriage and love, and we love that. Like, yeah, I that's why we did Love is Blind season two, because we're like, this isn't that like typical reality TV show where people come on to be influencers, though I feel like the US version now is definitely evolving to be like that. But I love that the UK, like any sort of UK reality TV show, they're very honest. Like everyone knows, the audience knows, the viewers know. It's because people kind of want to do it to become famous. Like yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, they're very candid about that. And I think I really appreciate that. Like, let's just see it for what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I'm definitely watching though. I can't wait.
No, I can't wait either.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Did you happen to catch Brittany Snow on the Call Her Daddy episode that just came out recently?
Yes, it was so good.
It was so good. It was so enlightening, only because I watched Selling the OC. And honestly, I had no idea who Tyler Staniland, is that his last name? Mm-hmm. I had no idea who he was, but I just love like watching shows like that essentially. But I watched and I specifically remember Tyler being like super flirtatious with a co-star. I think her name is Alex Hall. Anyways, I remember watching this and being like, holy shit, I had no idea that he was married because I saw it on social media. So I went and creeped and then I realized it was Brittany Snow that he was married to.
Yeah.
And I was like, excuse me, Brittany Snow? How could you do this to Brittany Snow?
Yeah, that was so crazy because same thing. I watched season one of that show because I'm a huge fan of Selling Sunset on yes. Netflix, and Selling the OC is like a spinoff that wasn't as popular as Selling Sunset. Yeah. So I just watched one season. I think they're coming out with season three now.
Yes.
But same thing. I was like, this man who is married is so inappropriate with his female colleagues.
So inappropriate.
Like it was just, I was like, what's going on here? You remember when he like let one of the women sit on his lap?
Yes. Okay. So this happened in the finale episode. I think I remember this. That's why I Googled who he was married to, because they were on the beach and he was like sitting with his legs out and she was sitting in between his legs.
Who is this? Alex Hall.
Alex Hall. Yeah. So like, yeah, essentially just like a co-star, but she was sitting in between and like he had his arms around her. And I just was like, this is so couple-y.
They were very flirtatious on the show. And I remember being like, if I was this man's wife, I would be losing my fucking shit. And she did. She admitted it. Brittany Snow in the interview. Okay, she said on Call Her Daddy, she's all like, I watched the show alone with my dog. This is what she said. And she goes, I had no idea. She's like, I was unaware of what was happening.
Okay, which makes sense.
She doesn't go into detail. She's very classy in this interview,
yeah,
talking about the whole situation, but she's like, I was very unaware.
See, this makes sense as to why they announced a divorce literally 2 weeks after the season aired.
Yeah, like a few weeks after, they're like, hey, we're going to file for a divorce. And he denied at the time that it was because of his behavior on the show. But she pretty much like confirmed in this Call Her Daddy interview that it was because of his actions and behavior on the show that she was clearly unaware of. She also alluded to the fact that he cheated with like someone from the show.
Interesting. It's definitely, it's got to be Alex Hall. But the thing is, remember, okay, and it social media is so damn messy because then Alex Hall posted a reel. This is what she said. She said, quote, imagine talking shit about me in your ugly town to your stinky friend, and I'm just over here having breakfast in Lake Como before I head to my massage, end quote.
So Alex Hall put that on a reel, right? Like an Instagram reel?
And it's her in Lake Como.
Obviously, I don't know. Okay.
That's just messy. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, it's related. Like, don't try to pretend it's not, because even every single comment from people was like, okay, come on. Like, are you really going to say?
She got so much heat. Like, people were like, this is definitely a response to the interview. And she's definitely talking about Brittany and her interview on Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper, who is supposed to be the stinky friend in this situation or in this little statement she put out there. Look, here's the thing. It's so crazy. I think about like Sarah Ann too. It like brought me back to the whole Sarah Ann and Jeremy situation of like, why is it always like the other women? Like the worst is when the other women are so fucking messy and not apologetic themselves. Like, yeah, of course it's, you know, the partners like Tyler in this case, but also Jeremy, who should be the ones getting the most heat, right? Yeah. Like they're the ones that broke their partner's loyalty, disrespect to their partners. However, it's like embarrassing if you're the other women and you are like the loudest.
I agree.
Like sit the fuck down. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's not hard to be a girl's girl, honestly. But I think it like stems from, I don't know. I'm
like insecurity.
Like, that's exactly what I was going to say. I think it stems from insecurity because almost always you're looking for validation from a male. You know what I mean? Getting that male validation or like like a romantic love. I don't know. It's just something about it that makes people act crazy.
Do you think that his actions were cheating though? I think that's a big discussion where people, so just to, you know, go back a little bit. So Tyler came out with a statement like a few days after the Call Her Daddy interview. And part of that statement, he goes, a mutual commitment was made both personally and legally to never speak about the complexities of my marriage publicly. And I plan to honor that. I do, however, want to make it clear that I was never unfaithful in my marriage and the accusations of infidelity couldn't be further from the truth. So,
okay.
Brittany alludes that he was unfaithful and he's saying he wasn't. But I was like, is this a difference of like what they consider cheating?
That's interesting.
Because I think that his behavior on the show where he was being so flirtatious with Alex Hall and his other women colleagues, I felt like that was emotional cheating.
I don't know if it's emotional cheating, but I do think that there's a level of disrespect when it comes to flirting. Because for me too, like I'm a really nice person when I talk to people, and sometimes people mistake my kindness or my niceness for flirtation. And I think like that's not what I'm trying to achieve. So I feel like sometimes the line is blurry when it comes to being nice, but him having his arm around somebody, holding them so close. And I think there was a point where they did this like nosies thing
where it's like someone puts their mouth over the other person's nose and blows. Exactly. They did it to each other, Alex and Tyler on the show.
So you can tell that the lines are really blurry when it comes to flirtation. And I think this brings up a good topic about like when you first start dating somebody, you have to set boundaries on what you consider cheating, Because for some people, it's physical cheating. Like you're kissing, you're going beyond physical, whatever. And for others, it's texting them. It's reaching out to them emotionally. It's flirting. So it's like, I think for every couple, the boundary is different. What's your boundary when it comes to...
Oh, if my partner did what Tyler did on the show, like
dead to us.
I was like, I would rip that man a new one. No, I'm just kidding. When it comes to cheating though, it really is, I don't mind when men are friends with the opposite gender. Mm-hmm. However, I think like things like they have really deep friendships with women where they're going to them for emotional support, I'm not comfortable with. That's my boundary. I wouldn't consider that cheating, but that is what I'm not comfortable with. In terms of cheating, though, like when it comes to emotional cheating, yeah, it's like flirting. Nope. Like you're not doing that.
No. Absolutely not.
The intention of flirting or like even like touching a woman, like their face, chin, whatever, arm. I was like, no.
Yeah, no, absolutely not happening. You know what I just randomly thought about? Jess from season 6 said this in one of her pod dates, but I thought it was so funny. I don't know why I just randomly thought of it. But she goes, next time I date somebody, I need to look at their explore page or their for you page to
on Instagram
to see like what they normally look at. And I actually think that is genius. Well, like, I don't know why I never thought of that.
Wait, okay. That's actually the smartest thing I've ever heard.
Smart.
What's your discovery page? What does it look like?
It's literally motivational quotes. It's wholesome things. I love illustrations that express your feelings.
Okay.
That sounds really weird, but
same.
That's literally mine.
That's my discovery page too.
No, it's not. You guys are going to die when you... Wait, we have to post it. You guys, it's disgusting. Natalie's For You page gives me...
It's just dogs and cats and cute animals.
It literally sends chills down my spine. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Can you tell them what it is? Because I can't even explain how... I can't even say the words because I'm grossed out.
Okay. Please do not judge me.
Oh, we're going to judge.
Okay. I'm just saying, it's an addiction. Okay, so my explore page. I wouldn't say everything on my explore page is this. Like
every other. But
it's a lot of like blackhead extractions and like earwax extractions.
It's so
and
bad.
Also just like eyebrows being waxed. I don't know why, but that brings me a lot of comfort. Like any sort of like hair removal or like, you know, blackhead or whitehead extraction gives me a sense of calmness. Probably. And you know, it's been a stressful like couple of months for me. So like I've been really
she's been really going down that rabbit hole of extractions.
So that is my entire discovery.
Maybe
page
in your last lifetime you were an aesthetician.
Yeah, or a dermatologist.
That's a good one.
But yeah, that's my discovery page. And that's why I can never ask my partner what their discovery page looks like, because then he'll be like, what does yours look like? And I'm like,
you're like, oh my God, I deleted Instagram.
I'd be like, wait, what? I don't have Instagram.
No,
you show them the out of the pods.
It's really
one.
Bad.
I know. I'd be like, the out of the pods one. Well, so here's the thing.
It's all reality TV though.
No, the out of the pods one, our Instagram page. Sometimes I'll forget like which account I'm
on.
Oh
yes. Okay, yes.
So I'll be on the out of the pods page, right?
Yes.
And I'll look at blackhead extractions. And now our discover page for out of the pods. Like you'll see some like pimples, pimples being extracted.
Don't do that. You know, I do that sometimes. I accidentally scroll my discover page on my Finsta and I'm like, wow, I never get this type of content. And I'm like, oh, this is why. Like, this is not my regular content.
But anyways, that's what my FYP discover page looks like.
We're going to post it for our pod besties because I think it'll be really funny.
No,
I'm going to make her, you guys. And you know, I like to send Natalie a lot of random ass reels for this reason so I can mess with her FYP. Because I just can't handle looking at that shit.
Ugh. But going back to just cheating in general.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tyler's statement, I realize how crazy it is that he just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, isn't it so crazy? Like the person who's in the wrong is the one that's committed to never talking about it.
Always. They're always like, oh, please respect my privacy at this time.
Yeah.
Like, please.
They're outed and they're like, oh, please, for my family and I, I will not be making a comment on this. And I'm like, oh, really?
Well, like, wait, speaking of that, can you, I think our pod besties have been asking us, give us a little update on what happened with New York Boy now that some time has settled, you know, time has, you know, you've healed. Like, give us a little update on.
Oh, guys.
Because the pod besties want to know, girl.
If you're new here, we did an episode like a couple of weeks ago about how this guy I was dating, who we call New York Boy, he lied to me. He fucked some other chick, swore on his mom's life that he didn't. And I found out and here we are. So that ended. Anyway, so after that episode came out, he texted me.
Yep.
He texted me and he was all like, what the fuck? He goes, are you serious?
So
like it was literally like 20, 25 texts within 24 hours. So previously he was telling me it was just a one night thing. Like it wasn't a grand conspiracy. He goes, I was not dating or seeing anyone. It was a one night thing. So in my head, I'm like, one night stand. Mm-hmm. Nope. He literally asked a girl out from his gym. And when he was on a date with this girl, he was texting me lying that he was with clients.
Oh, my gosh.
Texting me every 1 or 2 hours saying, like, I'm trying to peel off. Like, I'll FaceTime you in a couple of hours. Oh, my gosh, this is going so long. Like, literally lying through his teeth when he's on a date with this girl.
Dude, people like that are scary because lying comes so naturally. It's like,
oh, it's, like he's a pathological liar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wholeheartedly, and that just proves that he's done it so many times.
So many times.
That it's just like, oh, this is just normal behavior for me. Like, he doesn't even, it doesn't even clock in his head that he's doing anything wrong.
Oh, when he was rage texting me, there was no apology there. Like, he thinks he did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh, the scariest part. Yeah. And I was like, this is a little bit crazy. And it's so crazy because I think he masked all this behavior by like putting on this persona that he is righteous, hates cheaters. You know, I could have never imagined him rage texting me because he never gave that, like, he didn't have that personality trait to be like that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh my gosh, like, no, you definitely like hid a part of your personality. But you know what made me really pissed? All of this I'm kind of over because I'm like, I dodged a bullet.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fact that the woman he took out on a date is Asian. I was like, not only did you fuck with me, but now you're fucking with someone from my community.
Yeah, you're like, absolutely not, sir.
I was like, please leave my people alone. Leave us alone.
That's so funny.
That's what got me really upset.
That's why he's dead to us. It's so crazy. The fact that even my ex cheated of like 6 years, you think you know somebody, and it's so easy for people to put on this persona of them, I guess. And it's like, it's so easy for some people to lie and like cheat and just treat you like shit. And I don't know. And like, it scares me to think that they have this side to them because my ex and I dated for 6 years. And so it's like, I guess shame on me for not realizing it, but like, damn, how are you so good at lying? Okay, so we asked our pod besties why they have cheated on their partners. And there's some good stories here. Ooh. Okay, do you want to start with the first one?
Okay. This one's a little tame. So someone submitted this. I thought I was just young, conflicted, horny for no good reason. But after years and years of therapy, I realized I had impulse issues, low self-esteem, and needed validation from other people.
Ooh. This kind of makes sense to me, especially when you're younger. It's like hard to control your lustful feelings, if that makes sense.
Or the piece where this person says they had low self-esteem and needed validation from other people.
Oh, that is something I relate to wholeheartedly.
You know, I think I've been very honest on this podcast. Like, I do not like cheaters. Like, if you cheat, I think you are an idiot.
Yes.
But it's like submissions like these that I'm like, okay, they realize that they were wrong and there's kind of, it's more complex.
It's so complex. And that's why I think I love that we asked our pod besties why they've cheated. And even with my last relationship with my partner, I didn't introduce him to my family. And this was year 3 because.
Wow. Wait, why?
So I, because I come from an immigrant family and like marriage is so, so important, there's no way I'm bringing just like random boyfriends home. So unless I am sure that you are my person that I'm going to get married to, I'm not bringing you home to my family. That's something I've always been like that my whole life, and I will continue to be like that. So,
but by year three, you didn't know?
I still was having conflicting feelings. I was like, I'm not sure if this person can like be that person for me. So I didn't take him home, and he cheated. And that's why he said,
That was the reason.
Yeah. So he was like, I felt
not
like
that he's a dick.
Well, he is that too, but you know how, you know how people try to hide. Anyways, that's what he said to me. He was like, well, I didn't feel worthy, so I cheated. And that's when I realized that life is not black and white. It's really complex. And that's why I love listening to listener submissions like this. Cause I'm like, it's just so much more complicated than just I'm going to cheat, you know?
I still think that it's a horrible thing to do regardless of like low self-esteem, because like there's been a time where I had low self-esteem and yeah, I wanted validation from other people, but you have that voice in the back of your head like, but it's not worth hurting someone.
Yeah.
That you have to tell yourself like, I'm just not going to do it. So I don't understand this submission, but I get it in that like I was like, I guess it makes sense also.
Yeah.
But that's very interesting.
It does. Well, here's another one. Another one of our pod besties said this. I talked to my long-term boyfriend at the time about our intimacy. My love language was physical touch and his wasn't. After 4.5 years of being together, I vocalized to him that we needed to be intimate more than once every 2 to 3 months. I warned him multiple times, if we don't work on our intimacy, I may cheat, but nothing ever changed. Oh. And I ended up cheating on him. Oof.
Okay.
I told him as soon as it happened. Anyways, he still wanted to work it out after that. And he said sorry to me, even though I was the one who messed up. Ultimately, we ended up breaking it off.
Okay, like, well, to your long-term boyfriend, girl, pair of balls. I'm just kidding.
I honestly, to him though, he probably has like low self-esteem or like something. And not that I'm going to diagnose him with anything, but this one's interesting to me because I think, Natalie, you said this when we first talked about this. You were like, well, if she's feeling like that, like, why not just break up?
Yeah, just break up. What? I'm sorry. I love you, pod besties. But I feel like if you're in a place where your partner isn't meeting your needs and it compels you to cheat, don't cheat and just break off the relationship.
Okay. And I'm going to play devil's advocate because for me, I think the reason why I didn't leave was because I think our lives were so intertwined and I had so much love for him that I was like, I'm willing to forgive you for this mistake if you promise me it'll never happen again. Like, let's just work on it and let's move forward because I do see you as my future husband. You know, like sometimes it's easier to forgive and continue with the relationship.
Cheat. It's the fact that she used it as like a, you're not going to change. Well, I'm going to cheat.
Yeah, but
like
then,
that's gross. Sorry. Yeah, but it's also that's on manipulation.
Her partner. It's also on her partner to be like, hey, if I want to be with you, then I have to do something differently too. And he just wasn't willing to work on that. So I don't know.
I mean, it's tough because obviously she was very honest about it. Like, you don't change, I cheat. And yeah, she cheated. And so it's like,
I warned you.
I warned you. But I just think like, look, cheating is so hurtful. And I think leaves people with trust issues. It's like, yes, the ultimate like disrespectful thing you could do to your partner amongst like other things. But I think it's like one mm-hmm. of the top most disrespectful things you could do to someone you love. And so for me, it's just the fact that this person used it as an ultimatum is what's really hard to swallow. Like, yeah, of, okay, if things don't change, I'm going to cheat. Well, just leave then.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, I guess you're right. They should definitely leave. I wish I left.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think if you're feeling like that, you should 100% get out of the relationship and like not, I feel like, justify.
It's, yeah. And I feel like it's easier for us to say it now because like we've talked about this, how you're like, I wish I didn't stay because I wasted 3 more years mm-hmm. in this 6-year-long relationship.
Yeah.
And like it would have been the same outcome if I left at year 3 or year 6. I think about that too now being in relationships
mm-hmm.
Of like, if you feel like things aren't going to work out, like it's better to just end it. Like yes. Most likely it's just not going to work out.
And I think that's the difference between us dating in our 20s versus yes. us dating in our 30s now, because honestly, we needed that experience in these past relationships so that we can set new boundaries for ourselves totally. in our 30s. Because I think, thank God that shit happened, because now I know what not to do in a relationship exactly. moving forward.
Yeah.
Truly. Yeah.
This one is so crazy. Ooh, you'll die at this one. Okay. So this person, our pod bestie, submitted. My fiance was a serial cheater in her previous relationship. They dated for 6 years and she cheated on her ex with 7 men. Her ex reached out to me to let me know this after he saw her post me on her social media celebrating our anniversary. My fiance told me she has cheated in the past, but failed to mention that it was with 7 men. She said she has gone to therapy since, showed me receipts of her individual therapy sessions, and she is so remorseful and said that she will never do it again. This is where I'm confused. We started dating after 7 months from her last relationship ending. Was that enough time for someone to change from being a serial cheater to not?
Ooh.
No, it's not.
Honestly, it's hard to say because everyone is so different, but it seems like it's unlikely to change in 7 months.
I mean, I'm just going to say it right now. I'm just going to say what we're all thinking. Get your ring back.
Damn, that's so harsh, but okay, maybe you're right, look, though.
Seven men.
That's a lot. And you know that if she said 7, it's probably like 12.
Yeah.
Like she's downplaying.
Her ex probably just found out about 7 men, yeah, but there's probably a lot more. Here's where I think it's like the huge red flag.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she wasn't honest with her current partner of how many times she cheated, like the entire situation. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, but did the dude ask? Did he ask? Was he like, did you cheat before? Like, maybe it just never came up in conversation, because I'm not trying to incriminate myself. If you're not asking, I'm not telling.
Well, clearly they talked about it, because he goes, she told me she has cheated in the past, but failed to mention that it was with 7 men. Like, how do you say, like, yep, I cheated.
I see.
I feel like if I was really remorseful, I'd be like, yeah, I cheated with 7 men.
I'd like to think that it's easy to change that fast, but therapy takes years to be effective, I feel like. And just psychologically, it's hard. But cheating is so unique, though, because I think like it depends on the partner that you're with. Like, maybe this is the love of her life and
I don't know.
Like, I wouldn't do that to him. But like, she wasn't the person that she was with previously wasn't her person. But you know me, like, I'm trying to be hopeful of and be positive about it. Because
look, I mean, I feel like there is levels of cheating and severities. And I feel like 7 men, 7 affairs. You know, that's
a lot.
That's a You do you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, if this pod bestie is listening, I don't want him to be like, take our advice and just leave her, because I think you have to listen to your own intuition when it comes to it. Like, is she flirty? Do you think that she's capable again of doing it? Like, these are answers that we can't answer. Like, you have to look at your relationship from a magnifying glass and, like, really, really see it for what it is.
I think that 7 affairs is a lot. A lot. It's a lot in 6 years.
That's a lot.
That's serial cheating. And I think you need to view it as a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she was okay with cheating on a previous partner 7 times, and let's be real, it was probably more. But
that's a pattern, and patterns are hard to break.
Yes, patterns are hard to break. And I don't think 7 months of therapy, you know, like, helps break that type of pattern. I think you need to trust your gut, but also, you know, if you stay, know that it may have happened or will happen. And do you want to be a part of that or not?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to personally, but I'm not you.
Yeah. That's I don't know. It's also like okay to love someone through their healing process, because Listen.
Not if you put your own mental health at risk.
Exactly. There's exactly what I was going to say is there's a line to it. There, you have to draw a line to it. And Natalie is totally right. Like pattern. This seems like a pattern. If she's going to do it that many times, it's definitely something that she's used to. And it's hopefully, you know, she's breaking it, but it takes time. So I don't know. Good luck, Podbestie. Let us know what you end up doing. I just stay cautious.
Yeah. And look, get that ring back.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You know, I have a question for you. Do you think that the term once a cheater, always a cheater is factual? Like, do you believe in that?
I don't believe in the saying once a cheater, always a cheater. I feel like there are people who can only cheat once and never do it again.
Yeah.
But I do think it's more common than not that if someone cheats, they most likely will do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't believe that at all. Because I just know, like, life is just not black and white. There's so many complexities to it. And the partner that you're with brings out a certain version of you. I say that all the time. And I don't know. I think, yeah, again, life is just so complicated that, and people are go through stages of life and grow and, you know, evolve as people. So I'm like, I don't want to put that label on them all the time.
Would I date someone who cheated in the past? Probably not. I mean, if they cheated when they were like,
what if your soulmate is a cheater?
I'm good. You know, like
I'll be single.
Yeah. I feel like there's a difference if they cheated at like 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
Versus like have cheated recently. Maybe I would give a little bit more grace to someone who cheated when they were like super young.
Yeah.
And they're like, I was just really stupid and blah, blah. But I it's very black and white when it comes to cheating for me. Like mm-hmm. I give no grace to people who have cheated recently or are currently cheating. Like, I don't care what your excuse is. You know you did something that disrespected someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact you even allowed yourself to get in that situation, I think is, it's just not great. There's no way to explain it. Like, if you do it, regardless of the explanation, you did it and you fucking suck for doing it.
I agree.
So that's where I kind of stand on it. But these stories were wild. It sucks being on the other side of it. And so I feel like that's why we're so strong about cheating mm-hmm. is because we've felt it and lived through it. And it really impacted us personally. Like, I feel like the fact that I'm so pessimistic comes from the fact that I've been cheated on twice now.
Yeah. Well, that's funny because like I'm the opposite of you. Even though I have been cheated on, I feel like every partner in every relationship is so different. Yes, I'm a little bit more cautious now.
Yeah. Like I'm cautious.
Yeah. But I don't think like I wouldn't put it on them to be like, I wouldn't like project my trust issues onto my new partner because I think like in my head, I understand like, oh, that hurt is from somebody else. And it's on them that they projected their unhealed version of them onto me. And I don't hold that, like that issue, like I don't carry it into my new relationship, if that makes sense. And
I don't either, but I definitely don't, like, I remember in my early 20s, I was kind of like this person of like, everyone's pretty much good. Like, everyone has good intentions. Obviously, that's not true. But I, now that I've gone through certain situations, specifically mm-hmm. like having dated people who have cheated, I'm like, even the people that claim they love you or do actually love you, like, that doesn't stop them from hurting you.
Yeah, yeah. No, 100%.
Like, if that makes sense.
I agree. And I, this is so funny. It reminded me because I've been put in this position before where I could have cheated.
Whoa.
Dude, it was like the toughest moment ever because, anyways, I was in a relationship with this guy in college for like 3 years. It mm-hmm. was the tail end of our relationship. We were barely talking. Like, we went our separate ways. And I went to this party. And there, this guy was there. He was the hottest guy. Like, he was so my type. This, you're gonna think this is cringe, but he had a lip ring, and I
love her.
He had like tattoos. Oh, and I was just like, he was like my type of guy.
Okay,
I was absolutely infatuated with this man. And towards the end of the night, he was like getting so close to my face, and he was like trying to kiss me, and I was like, I will never be known as a cheater. Get the fuck like get away from me right now.
You're like, no.
I was like about to be like, can I call him and end this right now so I can kiss this man?
Oh, your boyfriend?
Yeah, just
time.
Kidding. I didn't. Obviously, I couldn't do that. But I was so tempted because there's so much like chemistry with this person, you know?
But look, you stopped yourself.
I stopped myself. And I was 22 years old, like at my prime, you know? And I and I still stopped myself. So I'm like, you have to have discipline. But yeah. I could have easily cheated, and it would have been like, I just didn't want to have that on my conscience because, you know, I believe in karma. So, but anyways, I'm just saying, like, it is like, sometimes I understand the whole like chemistry and the lust part of cheating. And it's like, it's just easy to fall into it, you know? Yeah.
I don't think
regret it.
Yeah. I don't think it's easy to fall into it because you set yourself to like be there, right? Like, for me, yeah. I've said this in a previous episode. Like, I remember I was developing a work crush, and I was like, I just gotta like cut this off right now before it ever like gets any, you mm-hmm. know. I was in a relationship at the time, and I remember like I felt like we were talking too much, and I was like, I feel like I'm finding him cute, like my work crush,
yes,
in a way of not like, oh, like I, you know, like you could look at people and be like, they're attractive, they're cute, but I was felt like, I think you're cute because I'm developing because
you
some
spent
sort
so much,
of yeah
you spent
for
so
you.
Much time with them,
and
yes.
I was like, look, I just gotta cut it off because I was like, I'm not gonna put myself in that type of situation.
Yeah,
so I think it's like that. I don't know. Look, what I'm trying to say is interesting stories. We loved it.
Yeah. There's layers. There's layers to things.
if you have been cheated on, though, look, just know that Deep D and I feel for you. Like, we've been there, and time really does heal all. But also know that, like, what's really helped me is living in reality of knowing that this is what happened. This person hurt me. Journaling about it, writing it down, sending yourself voice notes about it to remind yourself what has happened. And I think that helps in the healing journey, like yes. not ruminating what you could have done differently, what he could have done differently, not ruminating about like what could change in the future. Live in the now.
Yeah. And it's kind of hard to do that, but you're totally right. It's, I think when I went through that whole process, it was so hard because I think I would always suppress my emotions and just kind of distract myself as much as I could. But really, you have to sit there and feel your feelings. And honestly, crying is so therapeutic. Writing things down, like releasing that emotions, feeling the feeling of it all, the pain and the hurt, and then releasing it is just so healing. And like you said, time heals everything. So hang in there, friends.
Yeah. And if you're going through something, obviously reach out to us at our Instagram page at the pods. Like,
yes.
I am still, you know, in my feel sometimes mm-hmm. based on what happened with me and New York boy. Like, yeah. I'm going to be honest. I'm not at the end of my healing journey by any means.
Yeah, it ebbs and flows.
I think now, having been cheated on the second time, there's things I learned from the first time of just building my self-confidence, my inner confidence, and knowing I deserve better, and knowing that that relationship wasn't meant for me and there's better things. Like, I'd rather be single than being with someone that I don't trust. I'm telling you, it gets better though, day by day.
Yes, retweet.
Yeah, retweet.
But as always, reach out to us if you guys have any questions or comments at our Instagram page at Out of the Pods.
And make sure you leave a review and subscribe. See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Thank you. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.